Welcome back, everybody. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show. This is Joel.
It's Corey. Holla.
Holla. You got to rhyme that with dollar. Can you rhyme that with dollar? That's what they do, I think.
No, that's
what they do.
They
remember,
do?
They,
what, the Cockneys?
The Cockneys, yeah, exactly.
It's all gone Pete Tong, then. So what's going on, everybody?
It's show 10. We made it to 10 shows.
Yeah. I don't know how that happens. It's a miracle to me.
I know. They haven't thrown, although no one ever throws you off a podcast.
People don't see the acrimony and strife that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's a soundtrack of our lives, the music today, behind the music. It's
a good record.
A couple years ago, but it's a good record.
Good band to see live.
Yeah, if you don't see them live, you should go see them live. I've seen them live many times. Big Fat Swede, the lead vocalist. You don't get that in a lot of bands.
No, you really
don't. Not since ABBA did you get a Big Fat Swede fronting a band.
God, those guys were beautiful in ABBA.
Were they?
With that feathery hair. And the,
those, the guys were beautiful.
Big beards. Oh, my God.
So it's show 10.
Tubs of crap. Much like us.
Yeah. We're going to bust on ABBA. They're.
Oh, no, no.
We picked the hardest targets,
Dancing
don't we?
Dancing Queen. Oh.
But we did show 9, which was a big hit, I think. We got a lot of downloads of show 9.
Yeah.
Where we talked about, amongst other things.
The Tigers used to have a player named Fernando Rodney. And every time he'd come up to the plate, they'd play Fernando.
Oh, Fernando from
it's good.
ABBA.
It's good.
I'm sure that got him fired up.
Actually, he was a pitcher. So
oh, okay. What was his ERA?
Like 4.6. Yeah, terrible.
Oh, man.
Don't. This is not triple play afternoon. Let's not.
No,
double
this is
play
a great.
Afternoon.
No, this is a quality show. So we did show 9. We got a lot of good feedback. Thanks everybody for voting for us and Podcast Alley and sending us email, and some guy actually won Toffee Fae, some nerd, so we're gonna
have gifts and prizes.
We have gifts and prizes, but
don't just write us and think you're gonna get something. You gotta earn it.
Yeah, and everybody was like,
let me rephrase that. Let me parse that. Show us your tits. There you go. And
that'll win.
You want to win?
Show
stuff.
Us their
yeah,
tits.
That'll work.
But they could email us pictures of their tits.
Sure.
To email@coreyandjoelradio.com.
And those fat bastards that switched on can show us their tits too. You
no.
Texas schmucks.
Hey, we're sending Jerry Toffee Fae. Jerry's a good guy.
Jerry is a good Jerry Markman. You will be the recipient of a Toffee Fae.
Yes,
coming soon.
Any minute now, Jerry.
We haven't decided how many, but you're
Toffee
Fae's
in the mail, Jerry. Don't expect much, Jerry.
Yeah.
Little 4-piece. That's it. Anyway.
Just more of the fun entertainment you can expect
isn't it great?
On the Corey and Joel Radio
but
Show.
But the big hit on 9, all the feedback we got, was I told that story about how a couple weeks ago, do you have the voicemail ready? Because a couple weeks ago, when I was not told to
get the voicemail.
Well, I mean, that was the whole point. Well, I'll give you a minute. I'll vamp. And when you have the voicemail, just start the voicemail.
There was a conversation that went on something like this.
She's 17.
Well.
42 and she's 17. I'm older than her father.
Yeah, that was kind of the conversation.
It was a little, it was very sort of Woody Allen-esque because I had met a girl in a weird situation. I was driving on the freeway. There was a big traffic jam. It was the middle of the night on a Saturday night, and the girl ran out of gas. She got in my car. She turns out she was a very cute girl, and then turned out she was 17, and then everyone made fun of me from there on out.
It went a little something like this.
Yeah, it was the voicemail I left, Corey.
It's closed, and I'm stuck. But I picked up a new chick. Here you go. I'll let you talk to her.
So we called Corey's voicemail amidst the traffic jam,
like
sorry,
1 in the morning.
A random girl that Joel picked up on the feather and my car ran out of gas.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody's running out of gas and breaking down because we've been in this damn traffic jam for like 200 hours.
Yeah, we were stuck a really long time. And
Yeah, me still got on the freeway at like, 11:30? It's the same spot, it is 1 o'clock, and
Yeah, we were stuck for almost 2 hours. We called Corey.
Yeah.
Then, of course, I called the girl named Cass, and we wanted to get her on the show, and she didn't show up, so we did the show anyway, and then we talked about her, and Corey was like, oh, this girl's got to be 250. Three bills. That's what you said.
I'm just saying,
you said that on show.
If you're picking up girls on the side of the highway, I'm imagining that they're offensive linemen. That's
well,
just, I mean,
you know, and of course, you want to eat your words because right now, Corey, do we have a drum roll, please? Corey, do we have a drum roll?
Gentlemen, here she comes.
You've been waiting. You've been emailing.
Oh,
you've been calling.
Yes,
the whole world wanted to know.
I had a drum roll, but now I have. Oh, here it is. Here,
you
here,
have the drum roll. The drum roll, please, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, the Corey and Joel, live in studio. The one and only Cass. Say hi, Cass.
Ladies and gentlemen, woo, it's it's Kaz, everybody.
Yeah, I know. With the drum roll, talk to her. Go ahead, Kaz.
I don't know.
You gotta
talk into the mic. Alright.
There you go. I'm gonna play your theme song, Cass. Cass is here. There's Cass's
theme song. There you go, jamming it out to win.
She's only 17. But she showed up in the studio.
Yeah,
she wanted to come on and tell her story. Her side of the infamous stuck by the side of the road story.
I gotta ask, what kind of brain damage do you have to get in a car with this?
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened to you? What dropped on your head as a child? What happened?
Like, I was just a piece of shit. I know. I left my dad's house with like a quarter tank of gas, and I think usually that can get me home. So you know, I hop on the freeway and I'm stuck, and like my gas just slowly disappears, and eventually I run out, and then I was on the shoulder.
What happened to cause this traffic jam? What?
They said a utility pole went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was one of the cutest things Cass said in that whole night was, what's a utility pole?
Well, I didn't know if it was like a telephone pole. No, shut up. I'll kick your ass. Shut up. I didn't know if it was like a big telephone pole or like, I don't know, man. I figured it'd be like a telephone pole, but people usually say telephone poles, not like utility poles.
Right.
You know, I figured it'd be
Well, that's what they said on the radio. I was just quoting them. Well, so that's, yeah. Well, that was cute. Not that, you know, you're 17, you don't know anything, but, you know.
Oh, shut up.
But anyway, Corey, do you want to give our fans a little insight? Because you said that Cass could be, you know, a fat chick. Look at her. Do you want to stand up or not? She doesn't want to. You want to model a little bit? You've been sitting. How tall? She's a tall. How tall are you?
I'm into
it.
She's
5'7". You're a very attractive girl.
Attractive girl. Very pretty face. We'll have pictures up on the site, maybe.
You should see. You should see me at the bar about 2:30 in the morning. I got a fishing pole with a tater tot on it trying to lure fat women back in the car. So. And then, Joel, you had this magical love connection here, and you got this good friend, Cass, now. It went a little something like this.
Yeah, this is exactly how it went.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm Billy Ocean. Yeah.
I'm just baffled by how wonderful this is a hit.
This is maybe the worst song ever recorded.
It's one of those songs that you dance around in the house.
Yeah.
Around, you just totally rock
this
out.
This is you? Do you want to dance right now to Billy Ocean?
Free.
I never even heard this song before, but I pictured if I heard it on the radio and I was home alone, I'd
I don't think you were born
home.
When
you
this
were
song
a
came out.
When this song came out.
Probably not.
Who's that woman? Oh my god. People are turning off their iPods right now. Please. Please.
I'm getting to the chorus.
Spare us. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
God, this goes on.
I'm sorry. I edited the beginning, too. Cass. All right. That's more than enough of that. So that's kind of how it went down. But Cass is a very attractive girl. She's fun. She's funny.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the funny. When's the funny start? We're waiting on it. Let's go.
No.
Oh, stop.
She came in. Well, maybe we should just start at the beginning then. You explained that you left your dad's house.
Yeah, I left my dad's house. I had like a quarter tank of gas. And I started driving. You know, I took 59 to Rochester Road. Took Rochester Road down 75. You know, I hop on the freeway. And I got stuck like halfway on the entrance ramp. And I'm just like, oh, no. What's happening? And like the person, like, I don't know. I was waiting to see people just reverse down the fucking entrance ramp. Am I allowed to swear?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
I won't
swear anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, me and Corey are actually very dirty comedians, but we try to keep it to a minimum on the show.
Okay.
But you go ahead. No rules don't apply to you. We're just happy to have you. Go ahead. You're on the fucking off ramp or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'm stuck there. So, you know, I'm sitting next to this old couple in a Cadillac, and they, you know, I'm just kind of like waving and shit at everybody, like just making new friends all over the road.
Right.
And then, you know, I see this big Dodge Durango fly by me on the shoulder, so I'm like, oh, good idea. So I was hoping I could get to the next exit and get off at 12 mile or 14 mile and get gas.
Did this Dodge Durango have a sticker with Calvin peeing on Osama bin Laden in the back window?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering.
Go ahead.
So I drove on the shoulder, and there's all these other cars just, like, broken down, and they run out of gas. So I get stuck for, like, 5 minutes, and I have to ask somebody if they'll let me in.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do. And then I go back on the shoulder and get stuck again, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, eventually I just kind of stayed on the shoulder, I guess. I got out of the car.
Until you got up close to me, and then you stopped.
What happened? Did you overheat or something?
No, I just ran out of gas.
Wow.
She ran out of gas. We were there probably, what, 30, 40 minutes before you got in my car?
At no, least? I just pulled over and got
so
out.
So you were like, you probably had like, what, a quarter tank to start off with when you, you know.
But I was, yeah, she said that already.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was on an eighth of a tank and I thought I was going to run out and I had already been there for at least a half an hour when she pulled up.
Well, apparently my car sucks.
No. Why, because I said that?
Is this a beat up red grid?
Well, you have a window that doesn't go up. Whatever. Look, when you're 17, you don't have a good car. That's pretty much the rule.
I had a 19.
It builds character to drive a cruddy car when you're young.
Yeah.
Like you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than my old car, though.
I had a 1973 Plymouth Fury.
Did you really?
That was a tight car.
Yeah.
God, that thing leaked more oil than the Exxon Valdez. That thing just rolled down the highway. You just dropping oil out of it. We called it the Battle Scar Galactica.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just beat to all living crap.
What happened to that thing?
It was good for a couple hand jobs, and then...
Well, that wasn't what I was talking about.
Oh, what do you... No, you give a girl a ride home, you know.
You guys are dumb.
Oh, yeah.
It was a car, at least. I mean, it was a boat. It was
put the show right in the gutter.
The wheel radius on that thing was about 12 feet. It was like it was like the most ridiculously large
car. I had an 80 Malibu Classic, a Chevy Malibu Classic when I was in high school, that I think I totaled three times and had it repaired each time for some reason on insurance.
Nice.
A complete piece of crap. Rear-wheel drive.
Wow.
Awful. I had an 80 Escort that was manual. That was a stick shift. Like, there was a demand for that. I needed the performance gain.
I had a Duster for a little while.
Did you?
That was a terrible car.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you have cruddy cars when you're young. So anyway, so you get out of your car. I roll down my window. I say, hey, do you want to get in the car? And then you got in.
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah. Because I was scoping out the scene. I was like, all right, I know my car's about to die. You're
scoping any out
second.
The
I'm
scene.
I'm just scoping out whose car. I'm not walking. I'm like, screw that. So I'm looking at all the cars. I'm like, all right. And then I see these girls, and I'm just like, it looks like about my age. And I was just like, hey, what's going on? And they're just like, oh, nothing. They're all ditzy and blonde. I was like, yeah, can I get a ride from you guys? My car's about to die. They're just like, oh, yeah, sure. And then, I pulled over. I hopped out of the car, and they just disappeared. I don't know where they went in this massive traffic jam, but they were just gone. And so Joel's like, hey. I was like, oh,
and here comes Joel.
And yeah, well, there was a million
day.
Cars
there.
Oh, you found that one. Huh? Look at you. Yeah. I saved the day. Yeah. She got in my car, and
you
we
did
sat
save
there.
The day, man.
And, oh, thank you.
Look at your knight in shining armor. Look at him.
I'm choked up, man. I'm choked up.
Look at him with his Hillary Duff cantaloupe.
Yeah, I do.
I was going to ask about that. I walked in. I'm just
did
like,
that creep you out?
It's not. It's not even the Hillary Duff. Like, okay, I'm Hillary Duff's age, but it's not even her when she's like 17. She's like 12 in that calendar.
Well, can I explain? It's the Lizzie McGuire calendar. It's not.
Then why do you have a Lizzie McGuire?
Because it was
calendar.
On sale for a dollar, and it's funny in an ironic way.
Yeah, right.
Right.
She's not even that hot. She didn't even make it. Was she even in our Bay bracket? I don't even think she was.
I don't recall her
I don't
being
think
in
she was no. either. So anyway. So she gets in my car. So Cass gets in the car. We actually had kind of a fun time. It made the time go by quick at least.
Yeah.
Because we had like another hour and almost hour and a half in there. And there was just weird. There was a big party. There was a stretch Hummer limo that was there. Remember those guys?
Yeah. And they were just all getting out and pissing on the side.
They were pissing. Ride. And then we pulled up alongside and they wanted you to flash them.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and you didn't?
No.
Oh. What
I actually wouldn't let her. I don't think you would have, right? She wouldn't have. But
no.
I was like, nah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Because you know how those
But it was good.
Yeah. I pulled up next to that guy. I remember he's like... You made fun of him for like a good half
Oh, the Pakistani
hour.
Guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What did he say? That he was like.
No, we didn't say anything. He just kept staring at me and he looked over and he's like, 2 hours.
He's like, I have been in this traffic jam for 2 hours. I cannot believe this.
Yeah. I mean, you were just like, right.
Yeah,
that's
I was
when
just
we moved
like,
up.
I was
a
like,
bit. We left
you know,
night.
Your people drive cabs. You're used to sitting in traffic.
Well, it's not like an ox cart or something.
Yeah, that's true.
They never. That's the good thing. They never run
it's
out of
like
fuel.
It's not like that tut tut.
Right.
From India, the tut-tut, little
no,
freewheel
yeah.
board.
Like, I think with a little, like, springboard motor
yeah.
on it. That are, yeah.
He was in a car, but I was like, where are you going, man? You're some pack. It's Saturday night. What do you got to do?
God. Kids with big wheels have more engine power than some of those little things they drive around in India.
Yeah, so there was a Pakistan. I cannot move my car for 2 hours. I was, and then we pulled up. Remember the old couple in the Cadillac we pulled up next to?
Yeah, they were next to me when I first got on the
freeway. Oh, okay, because I was like, I had already picked up Cass, and this old couple was like, they like stopped. And I pulled up, and I put down my window, and I was like, are you guys okay? And they're like, we're in trouble. We're overheating. And I was like.
And our battery just died.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, good luck. And he just kept going. I wasn't fucking up my good time with you, baby. Come on. bringing some old couple into the car. That's not going to work.
Both couple would, like, kill the fun atmosphere. They'd just be sitting there all stern.
Exactly. And we were having fun. Like,
what is this, the Poseidon Adventure?
It was a Saturday night.
Shelley Winters comes running screaming.
It was like Titanic. It was like, you know, women and children first.
Red buttons. I would have thrown him off the side of the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, George Kennedy pulled up alongside of us.
What's going on?
It was Airport 75. It was lovely. It was horrible. Was that not the most horrible thing? I mean,
I've never been in a traffic jam like that.
Yeah, and you've only been driving for a little bit.
Well, I've been driving for a year, man.
You've never
one full year.
That's only 14 less than me.
But you know, the other thing you said, I remember you got in the car and I was like, how old are you? Because you don't look your age. You look a little older.
No one ever believes me when I tell them I'm 17.
Do everyone think you're older?
Yeah, they're like, no, you're not. You're not 17. I'm like, yeah.
You guys have never been to L.A., so.
Well, whatever.
People have extra cans of gas in the back of their car. Just, you know, they keep it in the trunk just for that.
But I said, well, you don't look. I said, well, how old do you look like? I would say you would look like you're like 22, 23, but you look 19. You look like a young, and you're like, oh, I'm 17. And psych. I go, you got to get out of the car because.
And I was like, no, screw that. I'm not leaving.
But you know what else you said? You said, oh, it's legal.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know about that.
It totally is. It totally is.
You know what?
Is.
You're so right, because I came home and immediately went on ageofconsent.com and officially confirmed.
You actually looked that up?
Well, I had to. How was I going to know?
Dark.
I mean, not like I was... See? Now you know what goes on inside of my
head. And then you played this theme music.
Sexy, yeah, sexy. There you go.
Dude, I love this song. I listen to
it
in my car.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I picked you up. You know, I could have done worse.
Be.
I know. I was very nice to you.
Wow.
And it all comes to an end now.
Yeah, there it goes.
Well, don't you have questions, though? Because you're the one. Because, I mean, me and Cass sort of know each other. We've talked on the phone. We've emailed. Yeah. And you didn't know who Cass was, blah, blah, blah.
I thought I was a linebacker.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I didn't think you were going to show up because from the last week or so, it's always been like, my cousin caught on fire.
No, she didn't catch on fire. She got in a car accident. The front end of the car was like total. Lawyer and a trailblazer hitter.
Oh, really?
She's in
on 11 miles of Quinn. And when she was like talking to the cops and everything, a pedestrian right across De Quinter got ran over and killed right in front of
her.
Oh
my God.
Really? It was on the news and stuff. You don't believe me. You look it up.
Tragedy follows you around.
Where's this cousin? That's what I want to know.
She's at work right now.
Oh, yeah, we'll get the cousin in.
Should we call her up? What should we do here?
Call her, dude.
When could your cousin, could she conceivably get here in the next 50 minutes? No.
She gets home at like 5:30. See, that's all I gotta say.
So we'll do show 11. Will be Cass and her cousin.
Okay.
In the hot.
Cass's gonna every day. Cass's coming on the show, but she got bit by an anaconda.
There was a lot of excuses, and I even if I can say this, I even corresponded with Cass's lovely mom for some unknown.
What's up with that? Your mom's pimping.
Dude,
you out.
I don't know, yeah, man.
I gotta meet this mom.
I was just like, hey, you know, I call my mom Bones. I've been calling her that forever. So I'm like, hey, Bones.
That explains a lot, right?
I was just like, hey, Bones,
I gotta meet this mom.
She picked me up
hot.
And uses his website. She's like, oh my God, it's so cool. So she listened, and I guess.
Yeah, she listened to show 9. And still said you should really have my daughter. She
sent her daughter over into the clutches, this den of thieves.
Yeah. She listened to the show when we talked about your cup size and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And she still said you should be on the show.
Yeah,
I'm thinking you maybe weren't raised right. I don't know.
I'm giving up for mom.
Yeah, there's a round of applause for mom.
Giving up for mom.
For Bones.
Bones Kool-Aid, I must say.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Nice job,
good.
Bones.
Yeah, so now she's actually here. This is amazing. I'm shocked, kind of, by the whole thing, but
So, Cass, do you like to ride your bike? What do you like to do? do you go to the mall? What do you do? What's a day like for you? Like, how many joints a day are we talking about?
Come on. I don't smoke weed anymore.
Really?
She anymore. Stopped smoking
I
weed.
Stopped.
You were done by...
I have turned into a good... I even stopped smoking cigarettes.
Really?
Last week.
Really?
Yeah, good for her.
Right. I'll give it
yeah,
up for that.
See?
That's
damn straight.
Up again. Yeah.
But it used to be like 5-6 joints a day.
Yeah.
Really? You just burned out.
Followed by like a 40.
Are you one of those people that burned out by 14? You were like already, because some people do that. They're like, you know, they're already.
No, it was 16 for me. 16, I'm like, all right, I've done everything.
Like Drew Barrymore.
Smoking a carton of Pall Malls a week, you know, and just chain smoking. I knew those girls. They're like freshmen. They were like,
yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm not going to this homecoming dance for nothing, okay? I am not taking off my skirt for anybody. Oh, you had the, like, black lung. smoker's cough.
Well, Cass is on the straight and narrow now. She's
well, good
she's,
for you.
She's gonna, working her way through college.
Oh, really?
But I haven't guess. Gone yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. I will be.
Who's gonna? What college are you gonna go to?
Either Western or Oakland.
Western or Oakland. Okay.
Western.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know what?
I think I'm just gonna like get there and be too like. I'm
I think
be
you might party too
by,
much.
Yeah,
at
I know
Western.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you think you should go to Oakland?
Because my sister went to state and she's like a lot better student than I am, and she's still like bombed out her first year. And so if I go to Western,
well,
I'm screwed.
Yeah,
so.
State is a party school.
Well, she's
but it's sort of it's like romper room compared to Western. I mean, Western's a much more of a party school.
Yeah, I think Western is yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although she could probably teach those kids at Western a thing or two.
For our international listeners, that would be
Western
Michigan University.
In beautiful Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Go Broncos.
Go. Go. No, yeah, just go. Just leave, Broncos. Get out.
Spent a lot of time up there partying.
Yeah. Did you at Western?
I would go to my friend, other friends who were in college. I would like just go to their schools and party. So.
Oh, yeah, because you have your college education.
Me as a
your two semesters of OCC or whatever
I
you did.
No, I had a couple of years. But I, yeah, I would go up and party at real school.
Cum laude right here, baby. BA. Yeah. 3.8.
Yeah, and now you're doing a radio show.
I'm doing a radio show in my bedroom with a 17-year-old girl.
This
but
is,
I am
this is a lovely studio.
I have a college degree. This is a beautiful studio.
Yeah, edit that.
Cass already commented on the artwork that we have.
Yeah.
That's lovely. She liked the artwork.
Know,
you know what? Artwork
weird,
really works
like
on the radio, by the
well,
way.
Well, hey.
Cass, somebody sent us an email and suggested we have more nudity on the show. So
no!
I see you're taking off your sweatshirt. Go
no,
ahead
Cass
and let
is
that
in.
Loose.
If it's warm in here, take the sweatshirt off, but by all means.
Now, what's with this mom that's pimping you out? What is that? I got to meet this mom.
My mom's not pimping me out.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I had a 17-year-old daughter, I would be like, yeah, go do a radio show with two chubby comedians. That would be the first thing that came to my mind. I would really go. I would send her over here.
Well. You got to look at it this way. Maybe it's an opportunity. Maybe if Cass is really good on the radio, that maybe she becomes becomes the Corey and Joel and Cass show. Yeah, and then after a while, you know, we just cut you loose, and then it's the Joel and Cass show.
It's the CJ and JP and
Bye,
Cass
Corey.
Show.
Yeah, Corey, get out of here. And then it's me and Cass, and then we, you know, then maybe we get our own late night talk show, and then we get divorced in a horrible breakup that's in the tabloids.
It's like Sonny.
You can see all this going. Yeah, we're Sonny and Cher.
It's like Sonny and Cher, only you have even less talent.
Burn. But Sonny was a lot older than Cher was like.
You kind of have a Cher
17.
Vibe.
I have a Cher vibe? That's like saying I look like Meryl Streep or something. That is an insult.
Meryl Streep.
Cher was once hot.
Meryl Streep looks like Snoopy. I don't know. Who does Cass look like that's famous then?
She doesn't really look like Cher, but she has kind of that, you know what I mean? Like that kind of relaxed Cher vibe a little bit.
Hate Cher.
What an
I'm
insult.
I'm going to poison you when you're sleeping.
I mean, you have dark hair.
Well, who does she look like that's famous then? Let's give the guys at home something to think about.
Yeah,
who are we looking at here?
Paint me a picture, Hoss. Paint me a picture.
Well, go ahead. I'll let you have the first crack.
I'm trying to we have raven locks, very dark hair, dark eyebrows. Kind of a mysterious Mata Hari kind of vibe.
She has nice teeth, a nice smile.
Yeah.
So awkward. I'm trying people to just stare.
I know.
I'm trying to even like think really.
She, you know, I'm going to say this, and you're going to dump on me.
I got.
Because she doesn't have dark hair facially. Laura Prepon.
Who the hell is that?
From that
70s show, the redhead. She's
you know
hot.
What? That's the third person that's told me.
See,
that.
There you go.
Not that I look like it. They're just like, Cass, you're one of the guys. Just like, what's
No. You actually, I think facially look a little like her. Or
I got a feeling a little Amber Tamblyn.
Who the hell is that?
Joan of Arcadia. She's kind of a fat chick, though. She's getting chubby, Joan of Arcadia. So that's not.
Oh, well. Okay.
Not that I wouldn't tap Joan of Arcadia.
See,
not that
like,
I wouldn't.
My gauge of what's a fat chick is.
Yeah, Joan of Arcadia is right in your wheel well there. No, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I thought Laura Preep. Now she's taking the headphones off. She's going to do her hair.
I'm fixing it. It feels weird.
I'm sure it feels.
But now the hair comes down. It's a whole number of the vibe.
Okay, all right.
Now the hair's down, and now it's a young one. It's a young Christina Applegate. No, it's not even.
I don't know.
She's cute,
though. I hate all the people you brought. I'm going to go home and kill myself now.
She does look like Laura Preep.
Who do you like? Who's cute?
Do people ever say, hey, I look like so-and-so? You look like.
I don't get ugly people, like the ones you just named.
Oh, they're. What's ugly?
Like, all right, let me think. I get Elizabeth Taylor. The old bitch, yeah.
No,
I get her.
She was young when
she
was 18. She was
young.
Yeah. She was like a child star.
Really, you should see like...
And I got like Denise Richards and that's it.
Well, Denise Richards is smoking
no,
hot.
No, you know what? My cousin, she was wasted a few weeks ago.
Well, I gotta meet this cousin.
She was laying up in my bed and I go upstairs.
What goes on with this cousin?
A cousin's lying in bed. You're talking over.
She's laying in my bed and I go upstairs. She's laughing her ass off. And she just got... My sister graduated from state. And so my cousin was tanked. They've been drinking the whole night. And she goes, oh my God, gas. And I'm just like, what? And she's gasping for air because she's laughing so hard. She goes, you look just like that one dude. I was like, what?
What dude?
And she's just like, oh my God, what's his name? And she finally comes. She's like, Antonio Banderas.
Oh,
so I was like, what?
What the hell?
And so now she calls me Antonio Banderkiss. Just me.
No, let me tell you, we're gonna get rid of that nickname right now. And we're gonna say that you look like a
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. I mean, certainly the dark features is Catherine Zeta-Jones a little bit. Could she look like, I'm trying.
She's going to be upset if I say Joan Jett, and then that'll...
Who the hell's... Wait, who's...
No,
that?
You know what? Joan Jett, yeah, from the I Love Rock and Roll video.
I wish I had the song
we're talking about?
Oh, no. I wish I had some Joan Jett.
I love rock and roll.
One of the songs.
Put another dime in the juice. She's like a rock chick. She plays a guitar.
Don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
I got it. Here's it. Young Pat Benatar. Yeah. That's it.
Oh.
That's a young Pat Benatar. Absolutely.
Why didn't we do some show prepping?
I don't know, because I guess I didn't remember exactly what Cass looked like, but she just looked like a young Pat Benatar. You know who Pat Benatar is?
Nope.
Okay. You are young.
He's so young.
No, out of the band, music people, everybody tells me I look like, you ever heard of the band Evanescence?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I had long hair down to the...
When you had long hair?
No, I just hacked.
But I'll tell you, she's a fat chick too, and you're actually way hotter than she is.
Really, a lot of people tell me I look like silent film comedian Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle.
Yeah.
Or Belushi's corpse. One of the
Belushi's
two.
Belushi's corpse.
Yeah. Bloated, wasted on the bed.
You look like if Jack Black and Kyle Gass had a child.
You know what? I'm coming right
over
there.
The two guys from Tenacious D. Well, who do I look like? Oh, boy. Go ahead.
Whoppy McDago.
I have no idea. Thank you very much. Cass, do I look like anyone famous?
No, you have your own face.
Oh,
you do have your own look, Joel.
Thank you very much. I've worked on it.
Just because people that ugly usually aren't famous. That's why it's hard to describe
no
you as a celebrity.
That resembles me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
Cass is cute, though. We'll put pictures up on Joel, Corey and Joel Radio.
So, Cass, other than getting into cars with strange comedians, what do you do for kicks? What's a good time for you?
I don't really do much. I mean, I'm always in downtown, right? Like, you can always find me wandering around
guys,
random hours on Main Street.
Keep yourself if you live in Detroit.
In downtown Royal Oak is a little...
Stay clear.
Cool little downtown area.
Yeah.
And Cass lives over there.
You always meet fun people down there.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's like 10 million restaurants and bars.
Yeah, 10 million restaurants and bars. And then teenagers like Cass wandering around. Do you hang out on the corner? Is that it? Is that
what...
Oh,
God. I avoid this one corner.
Well,
there's
corners where all these people hang out.
Back when you were, you know, riding your big wheel or, you know, cruising around in a stroller, like, all the punk rock kids would hang out down there.
They're still there.
I know. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like, there were 20 years ago, there were punk kids down
there,
and they're still there.
And now, it's Cass. But I don't know, do you go to the you go to have coffee or anything?
No.
No, you don't have coffee?
I just mosey around, because there's not really much to do in Michigan. So I just go downtown, and I just kind of, like, walk, and I just talk to random people.
You know what? I want to clear something up. There's not much to do anywhere when you're 17. I just want to clear
that's
it
true.
Up.
Hey, dude, I can see radar movies now.
Well, there you go.
To get arrested and see rated R movies. That's a great idea.
And get into Joel's car.
We have a girl who's old enough to see rated R movies. And according to ageofconsent.com, you haven't seen a rated R movie?
Well, I've seen them, but I have not.
You have not gone in
I haven't gone, dude.
Guess
been
what?
To the
I turned 18
forever.
The other day. Legal, but I'm still a kid.
Play that again. That's Mario Hemingway. That's a great line.
Guess what? I turned 18 the other day. I'm legal, but I'm still a kid.
Yeah, that's when Woody Allen's trying to get her back at the end. That's Manhattan, by the way. If you haven't seen Manhattan, it's quite a movie. That's for Woody. Yeah, first of all, it came out in 1979, so
that explains it.
That explains why you didn't see it. And it's a funny movie. I like that movie. And Woody Allen dates a 17-year-old girl in the movie, and then he dumps her to go out with Diane Keaton, who was, you know, in her 30s or whatever, and then. He tries to get the 17-year-old girl back at the end, and I don't know what that has to do with anything. But
that's
the movie.
The great Michael Murphy is in that movie.
Michael Murphy is in that movie, and yeah, good movie. Meryl Streep is actually, we just mentioned.
Yes.
She's his ex-wife.
Meryl Streep. I can't stand Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep played nothing but complete bitches until midway through her career. Like in that movie, she's awful.
Yeah, she writes a book about
dumps him for a woman.
Yeah, she moves in with a woman, so she's like this lesbian, and Woody says, "You tried to run me over with the car," and all this stuff.
And then she did Kramer and Kramer, and she
Kramer versus Kramer.
Sure, yeah.
The French Lieutenant's Woman. Yeah. Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Anyone care about this?
No, not at all.
Is anyone still listening to the not the half hour mark of the show?
Yeah, I think
this is a good show though. And we're glad to have Cass here because God damn it, we need guests on the show. We've only had one other guest. You know, you're only the second guest ever on the show.
Really? Who's the other one?
A guy named PJ, a big giant comic.
We'll show you his picture.
You'll love him. Yeah. You're much prettier than PJ.
I'm sorry, PJ. It's true.
Well, my cousin actually wanted to come on the show. She's really? All excited about it. Well, so she's more than happy to do it.
So, can you describe the cousin for us? Because I talked to her on
Does
the phone.
Does she have a name,
a
by the way, or is it just my cousin?
Her name is Jen.
Okay, Jen.
Just Jen.
My cousin.
But, yeah, she's like a. She's 22. She's probably like an inch or two shorter than me, and she has blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And, okay. Slow down. Hold on a minute. Corey, dim the lights. No, go ahead, Jen. What does she do? What's her story?
She works for this, I don't even know what she works for. It's HM Environmental. It's on something in Gratiot. It's like North River really? Road, actually, almost.
She does, is it environmental work, or is it like
I don't know. HM Environmental, that's all I know.
HR Environmental. Big plug for
No,
them.
I think it's where, like, a bunch of trucks go and they pick up like all this toxic stuff from like other places and they bring it to this other place. It's like a transport place. I don't really know what's going on.
I'm half engorged right now. That's exciting. You were really talking.
She works around toxic waste. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Give me some
more.
She must
though.
Be hot then.
She's normal.
Is she hot? Is she good looking?
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Have you ever had sexual relations with a girl with really big breasts?
Is that, who was that for?
I'm just asking about her cousin. If it's, see what's going on.
Her cousin is in sexual relations.
How are the cans? Is what I'm asking.
Oh, really. He wants to know about your.
Look
cousin.
At this. The shock.
Your cousin's boobs. Will you talk about your cousin's boobs on the air or not?
No.
Did Joel soft sell the show to you? And tell
no,
you
I told her it's a funny. We listened to a little bit of the last show.
Okay.
Oh wait, my headphones just fell out.
It's okay. But you. Can I say while we're on the boobs? Didn't I say B cups on the last show? And
shut up!
I think I got it right. I think I got it right. Am I right? Was I right in there?
You guys can both kiss my ass.
Am I right though?
That's later.
No, I was right though, wasn't I?
You sure?
Those are nice.
Whatever
absolutely.
You
Whatever.
I'm
you don't have to. Now she's like pulling her sweater. It's all right.
What are you
Cass, it's okay.
About?
Come on.
They're wonderful.
They're very nice.
Are you kidding me?
How'd you guys stop now?
Yeah, this is a little pervy, but...
Are you kidding? You're like, the last 3-4 girls I've dated, you know, gravity has gotten to them.
Yeah.
You are untouched. You're
Those are fresh. Those are still up there.
You're anti-gravity.
Yeah, they're still they're up. They're high. They're nice.
My mom's going to love this, you guys.
Your mom, well, I don't know. Your mom didn't mind the last show.
She's pimping me out, apparently.
I don't know.
Mom's welcome to come on the show, too.
Yeah, mom and the cousin can come on. And
my mom lives 600 miles away, though.
Oh. Where does your mom live?
She'll be back on Wednesday, though.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you know?
Connecticut.
Throw mom right in here. Come on, mom. You're invited.
You're like my whole goddamn family.
I might be into the mom.
Because we're going to get emails that... We need your cousin on the show because we got all these emails that you got to have Cass on the show.
Well, she now wanted we to do Cass it today, but you guys wouldn't wait for her.
Well, because we actually have to go to a movie. We're going to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I review movies for.
So we're going to go to the movie premiere. You can come. You want to go to the movie premiere?
No.
Okay. See.
It's my job.
I don't think it's rated R, so. But you can come if you want.
Oh, shut up.
PG?
I think it's PG-13.
I have to go up to Shelby and pick up my friend Brittany.
See.
Wow.
All right. Is Brittany?
So we're
going
to go have.
Can we get Brittany on the show?
then we have to wrestle walruses for a half hour, and then, and then we're gonna get pistachio ice cream.
What are you doing with Brittany?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Always something.
No, I haven't chilled with her in like a week. I chill with her like every single night.
Okay,
and
that's
so
cool.
She's starting to get pissed. So I gotta go hang out with her.
All right, that's
no,
fun.
You don't.
Yes, I do. She's gonna
you can
my
come
ass.
See a movie for free before it comes out.
I don't want to see a movie.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, that usually
that was
works.
Good.
You know,
hey, you want to come see a movie free? Nah.
That's all I got in my arsenal.
Sure, Brittany could come.
Yeah.
No.
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 She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to.
No, because I'm going to be out in Shelby. I don't want to go out there.
Why, we got to go to Brittany.
Why don't you send just Jen over?
Just Jen. Yeah, just call her. It's just Jen.
Just Jen.
Just Jen. Okay. Say, Jen, we need you to come by. We need you to take you to the
we
nerdy.
We can call her right now if you want. I don't care.
Do you
want
to call Jen? What will she do?
She'll answer. She'll laugh. She'll think it's funny. She's having a bad day, so she'll get a kick out of it.
She'll get a kick if you call her?
Do you want to come see a British sci-fi comedy without any real big stars in it?
No, I don't think Jen's going to come. We'll have Jen. If we do another show and we want to have Cass, if you have questions for Cass, you can email us, and maybe Cass will come back, and maybe Jen will come back, and then Brittany and Tiffany, and
the rest of the
whole,
and the rest of the rest of the Mickey Mouse Club,
exactly.
Cubby and Annette,
yeah.
God, what is
the Eisenhower High School cheerleading team will be all in.
Do they all go to Eisenhower?
Do they? See, I know. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah,
the
that's
Shelby.
Weird that you said
we should point this out too. You got a big. What is this thing? She's got a. Cass has a tat. What is that? It's like a tribal thing. It's on
design.
The shoulder.
I got one on both shoulders.
Do you really? What's the other shoulder?
Same thing, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Just some other weird design with black.
Yeah. And when'd you get those?
When?
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
Okay. Are you happy with them?
No.
Why?
I'm actually getting the one on the left redid. Because I don't know. I just don't like
you're getting
it.
This
I just
one
don't like
done?
It anymore. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't really have to look at it though. It's
I can't
on your back.
See this. Let me see this.
Yeah. Turn around and show Corey.
Move?
Turn around.
I'm so comfortable. God damn it.
Turn around.
We're going to go to a break in a minute.
But
Corey, this is going to take us into a break. You're going to see
Cass's
tattoos.
I'll look at it at the break. How about that?
Do you want to see him at the break?
Yeah, I'll check that.
Well, no, go ahead, because let's see what you think of him.
Get my responses.
And then we'll stretch and we'll take a break.
There you go.
Okay,
let's
something's going on. There's a shirt in the way, Joel.
You
got to get
that. That one there.
Okay. What? That's, yeah.
Should we get a picture of these for the
yeah, with the break. We'll get a shot to this. Yeah.
And then that one.
Okay.
So they're not,
all right.
They're not even. They look
they're not, yeah, they're not symmetrical.
One is big.
To be. Is that kill the girl who did it?
Is that Klingon language? What is that? Is that it's is a hieroglyphics?
It's
I can't really tell what that
is.
It's tribal. Which tribe is that? The
shot of that one.
You know, I don't know. I just thought it looked cooler.
And then I don't know.
They're nice. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a real into the tattoo thing, but
yeah. So was it the tribe?
It works for you.
The tribe from F Troop. What tribe was that? What tribe is that? Anyway, all right. We're going to go to a break. Everybody.
We're going to go to a break. We'll be back with more Cass. We're going to look at her tattoos, and we'll see if there's any more besides the one on her shoulders. And we'll be back with more show right after this. Corey, play us to a break, dude. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a couple minutes, kids.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, back with you here.
Welcome back, everybody.
After the break, Corey and Joel Radio Show, Show 10.
Cass and I were just discussing Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Cass was talking to us about Napoleon Dynamite during the break. A good movie, in your opinion, young lady?
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite movies, man. See? I can watch that movie over and over again for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I totally exaggerated.
Could you relate to Napoleon? Do you feel ostracized?
Me and Just Jenner on the house, we act like Napoleon and Kip, pretty much. Like, I whipped a piece of bologna at her face the other day.
Oh,
fun.
No.
Just walked up to her, just whipped that across the
really?
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just do stupid stuff like that all day. Kind of like them. I'm going to stop talking now.
Joel,
why?
No.
You're making a point about Napoleon Dynamite.
Joel's looking to whip a piece of bologna at you.
Oh, no. Why do you got to go there?
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
No, Napoleon Dynamite's a movie that, like, everybody under 25 loves and everybody older seems to go, yeah. That's like your thing, man. That's your generation's movie.
17-year-olds love it.
Exactly.
It's okay.
It's funny.
It is. I haven't seen it. I have it sitting over in my pile
that's like
of
the
crap
big,
to watch.
That's the big cult movie. Like
it's
all
the big cult movie.
All
now.
The high school kids. Like
when we were kids, we had high school movies.
Yeah.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High and
sure.
Porky's.
Say Anything was
a big movie. Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah. You know a movie I just saw the other day for the first time?
Repo Man.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused is good.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
There you go. It's Cass's movie reviews. Maybe Cass could be our movie girl. Would that be a good spot? Would you want to come in and now that you can see rated R movies, you can go review movies for us?
You know what? Why not?
Corey actually reviews movies
for
real to try.
We have a film critic on the show, but whatever. Let's get another
one. Well, this one's cuter than you. I'm sorry. No offense. No offense.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all right.
I'm hurt.
She could be the home video.
Oh, yeah, the DVD special.
The DVD girl.
There you go.
Cass.
Yeah.
On the DVD.
She's going to be on a DVD soon, I think.
What does that mean?
The way you're going.
Oh, so, stop it. He just insinuates that I'm trying to, like, sleep with you or something,
you gotta,
you thought when I picked you up that I was trying to, like, get something off you. And it was totally not like that.
We had an innocent drive, man. We just laughed and made nice jokes and made fun of the Pakistani guy.
Once again, I'm tainting and ruining it all. It's all my fault.
Good job, Corey.
Because in my mind, I was not thinking that. I was not. You know, that never crossed my mind. And everyone that knows the show. Everyone that knows the show knows that.
Oh my God!
You know, I'm a very upstanding young man, and if anyone's seen my live comedy show, they know that there's no perverted thoughts. That
right?
You know, Joel,
hey, there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Well, you know, hey,
yeah.
What's the problem? Why you got?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with this woman.
No. No, I'm not a crook. Listen to you. The utter bullshit.
Well,
out
I don't
of your
think,
mouth.
You know, I mean, it's probably more weird for her than it is me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
See, it's weird. See, she's like, yeah.
It's kind of like one of those awkward moments where I'm just going to sit here and be quiet. Just like
No, well, just be honest. That's all.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know what I want
you
to say.
Be honest and stare at me. All right.
I don't know. Well, Corey was just thinking that, you know, I'm just... I was just looking for something, which I'm looking, but I wasn't. Not then.
You look for a knot hole in an elm tree, okay? give me that crap.
What are you going to do?
I see you probing cantaloupes at Meijer.
Oh, please. Ugh. Play the Woody Allen thing about the kids, the school.
A New York Jewish intellectual communist crack.
Not that Woody Allen.
Oh, not that one?
Not that one either. No. The one where he talks about dating the friends at school?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't.
All right. Really well, so. But do you date? I mean, you date guys then? Where's that going? I don't even know that.
Yeah, I have a boyfriend right now. Brian.
Oh, Brian.
He's awesome.
What does Brian do?
He used to work for Simplex Grinnell. I don't really know.
What is that?
I don't really know.
You don't really know what people do for jobs.
No. No, I don't.
It's all a mystery. It's a world.
It's all right. Now, is Brian an older guy? Is Brian like...
Oh, he's 20.
Brian's 20. So that is that okay? Is that within the range, Corey? Do you think that's...
I guess. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
Well, you're 17. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. No, that's fine. Corey gives his blessing to that.
I think you could go out with this 20-year-old guy, Joel. I think that would
be... Do you think I could go out with... Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine for you.
You think that? But,
I used to date teenage girls like when I was 22, so 23. So yeah,
yeah. But now
I could buy beer.
Now you're dating moms.
It is so true.
It is. You went out with like a, you go out with a mom once in a while, or you got a like a,
I used to.
You got a little mom kind of friend with benefits thing going on a little bit, right?
I briefly saw a single mom, yeah.
Okay. And how was that?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know, her kids like me better than she did.
Well,
that
that's
was
nice.
The problem.
It's
yeah,
nice to have
like,
the kids
yeah.
like you.
You know, Jimboree is not a real romantic setting. I just want to tell you that. That's,
okay. Well, I don't do the mom thing. That's just my, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like I just, I don't know.
I know, but I see these, like, chicks in the park, and they're pushing a stroller, and that doesn't slow me down at all. You know, it's like, I'm still going, yeah.
See,
like,
it does me.
It's terrifying. I'm feeling, you know.
So I can remember one day I was in the laundromat. This was a couple years ago, and I was, and there was this hot chick, and I'm like, well, you know, people say you can meet chicks in the laundromat. I don't know why they say that. And then she starts folding, like, baby clothes, and I was like, yeah, it's over. I'm like, I'm no longer interested.
Well, that could have been, like, her little baby sister or something.
Yeah, it could have been, but come on.
Like her niece, maybe. Maybe she's just watching.
No. You know, no. You assume the worst in that situation.
Are you telling me that booty pajamas are, like, reverse
Yeah,
Niagara
footy pajamas
you?
Are just, yeah. yeah. It's limp after the footy pajamas. I think I talked over your funny punchline.
I had nothing to say.
You had nothing anyway? That's okay. But I, yeah, so I don't know. But I date the younger girls. My last girlfriend was 22.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. She was all right. She was fun for a while.
Yeah.
Before she turned into a psycho bitch. But, you know, that took a while. It took a while to develop.
Was it a slow process?
Well, I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole evolution from, hey, a nice, cute, fun girl to... a complete cunt. It was amazing.
It can take a long time or it can happen in a matter of seconds. Right
can there. It, though? Yeah. Do you get that? Does that ever happen to you? Do you, got, well, like, do you have a reputation for being, like, difficult or anything?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Don't
no
know.
One ever says that to you?
No, I actually try to keep away from, like, I don't know. I don't like hearing about what people have to say to me, even if it's good. Even if it's
really?
Good, I just hide. I'm like, oh, my God.
I would recommend not listening to this show for the next 2 months.
Come on.
We're just going to talk about this.
Oh, God.
Well, it will be a topic of conversation, right. But that's okay. But that's all right. Because Cass is here, and she's doing her thing. People wanted to get to know her. Now we're getting to know her. And you have, we also should describe Cass as you have a tongue piercing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a thing. You have like a weird, not weird, but you have a show. You turn your head towards me. Because that ear has a big, like, it's like a sword through it. It's like what you put in.
God.
It's a barbell?
It's called an industrial, yeah.
It's called an, I did not know that. It looks like something like you put an olive on in your martini. It looks like one of those things.
I think it might actually go with my action figures. I think maybe like one of
a barbell? Is it like the bazooka?
You like hold it or something. A little weapon. Yeah.
It's a lightsaber.
Yeah. Yeah, be good.
Well, that's interesting because it cuts across the ear from like the top. Down. She's getting all self-conscious. She's turning away. She's covering herself
up. I thought you said this girl liked to party, Joel.
I hope so. We need to get this party started, Corey.
Yeah.
Do we have any? Play some music.
Come in.
Oh, here you go. This is a great song, sure. Not quite appropriate, but not...
You're beautiful and you're mine.
See? Now how pervy was Ringo when he recorded this?
Oh god. Yeah, Ringo was 35.
Yeah, Ringo
started the Beatles.
And Ringo recorded a song about a 16-year-old. You're beautiful and you're mine. This is a great song. It has a kazoo solo. Do you want to let this roll?
Really?
This is one, probably the only big hit that has a kazoo solo.
I've never even heard a kazoo solo.
It has a, well, you're going to hear one in 2 seconds. Can you hear the music good in your phones?
Yeah.
Okay, see? Ooh, when we kissed, I could not stop. You walked out of my dream. And into my heart. Now you're my angel divine. We're waiting for the kazoo solo.
I know. I don't want to talk over it.
It's coming up in a minute. And you're mine. Go ahead, Ringo.
Irritated.
Here we go. Turn it up, man. Turn up the kazoo, yeah. This Ringo can't play the guitar, so he put a kazoo solo.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a song with a kazoo solo.
You know, I've always defended Ringo, but now I'm going to stop after that.
Because
song,
he wrote a song called You're 16. Well, maybe like in Europe or something, or like in England, wherever Ringo is. God. I think Ringo lives in Monaco, doesn't he? He like it's like a tax shelter or something.
He lives on a private island or something.
I don't know. Ringo's got a whole situation. That's a lucky guy right there, Ringo. Come on.
Yeah, because he outlived George.
Well, he outlived George, but he was the least talented member of the Beatles, and now he's...
Oh, hey, we were talking about young and contemporary references. We're talking about the Beatles.
Yeah. Do you know who the Beatles... Could you name all four of the Beatles, Cass?
No. You could? No, Paul McCartney. Wait, hang on. Wait, okay, no, I'm going to try. Shut up.
Can we bet? Will she get it or not?
Yes, we're going to... I'm sorry, my heart stopped for 2 seconds. I had to get a defibrillator.
I think I'm going
to
be missing one, but I got...
Okay, dude,
could
you get all four Beatles? I've already mentioned two of the Beatles, so...
You want to take over or under?
I say no.
You're going no?
Yeah.
God, I wish I could bet against that.
But, no, you can't say yes.
All right, let's bet a Toffee Fay on this. I'll go yes just for,
just
be
for a Toffee
advocate.
Fay. Yeah. Well, Cass, go ahead.
All right, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and Ringo, that's all I know.
You don't know the fourth guy. Mm-mm. You don't know the Quiet Beatle?
No.
You don't know Pete Townsend?
I just said his
that's
name.
That's his name? Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention to you. I'm sorry.
You
I was
don't know?
Out.
Yeah.
You don't know Ryan
Eric
Wood?
Eric Clapton was the fourth Beatle.
So. Oh, yeah, right. I'm not that retarded.
George Harrison was the fourth Beatle, the Quiet Beatle. He's dead now. Yeah. He smoked too many cigarettes, so thank God you quit.
Thanks for
coming. You don't want to.
You just cost me a Toffee Fay.
Corey owes me Toffee Fay now.
I got to go get it now. God.
Well, do you have Toffee Fay?
Yeah, you guys wanted to go do the show for a minute. I'll go get it in my car.
Guys complain about how we talk about you ever had a Toffee Fay?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wait, maybe you have to go get
you know
the Toffee Fay.
You know, I just know what it's why because it's too good for kids.
Toffee Fay is too good for kids.
Nothing is too good for me, all right? I will make Toffee Fays bow down to me. If they could, they would.
Toffee Fay going to bow down to Cass.
Right.
Cass going to lay the smack down on her Toffee Fay.
Kneel before me, son of Jor-El.
Well, it was. Do you seriously? I'll let you go get Toffee Fay. I'll do the show.
No, we'll do good. We'll get later.
That's all right. We'll get you Toffee Fay after the show for guests appearing on the Corey and Joel Radio. Receive Toffee Fay. It's too good for kids. The caramel and chocolate hazelnut covered in chocolate and caramel. I ate the Toffee Fay.
I left some in the studio.
I don't really even eat candy, but you left them, and I was like, we got to send Jerry Toffee Fay for winning the trivia contest.
Can't leave anything in the studio; it'll disappear.
It will disappear. Because I ate the Toffee Fay.
Not to piss you guys off, but that kind of sounds nasty.
What's that?
The whole Toffee Fay thing.
Do you know what it is?
Caramel's disgusting, dude.
No, but it's a bowl of like caramel, but it's chocolate, and then there's a hazelnut.
It's a bowl of magic filled with wonder, is what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
But they would market this candy in the 80s. They would say, it's too good for kids. They had a jingle. It was Toffee Fay, it's too good for kids. Which I think is a horrible way to market candy.
Yeah.
Because kids like candy, but they're this is candy for old people. What candy do you like?
Well, it's not Werther's original.
I don't like anything crazy. I kind of keep it simple. I like really? Starburst, like Jolly Ranchers.
See, there you go.
Nerds. You into nerds? Yeah. You like those?
Really? Well, we have a 17-year-old talking to her about candy.
A couple
candy.
Nerds right here.
There you go.
God, we are going to hell for this show.
Whatever. We haven't done anything we haven't crossed too many boundaries.
Is this the clip you were looking for?
I don't think we should keep seeing each other.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I think you're getting too hung up on me.
Yes,
you know?
Cass. This is the way I feel.
Hung up on me. I'm starting to sound like you when I talk.
I'm not just hung up on you. I'm in love with you.
You can't be in love with me. We've been over this. Yeah. You're a kid. You don't know what love means. I don't know what it means. Nobody out there knows what the hell's going on.
We have laughs together. I care about you. Your concerns are my concerns.
Thank you.
We have great sex.
Well, yeah, of course.
But you're 17 years old. By the time you're 21, you're going to have...
Okay, you know what?
Best relationships... Believe me, far more passionate than this one.
Well, don't you love me?
No.
Why should I feel guilty about this? This is ridiculous. I've always encouraged you to go out with guys more your own age, guys, kids from your class, Billy and Biff and Scooter and you know, little Tommy or Tara. Mm. Hey, come on, don't cry. Don't cry.
Woody Allen. And then he actually ran off with a 17-year-old girl.
And then he decided to play Fukiyaki Sucky with his...
with his Asian stepdaughter, basically.
That's who he is? I was just going to bring that
up.
I was
know
like,
who you don't
is
know
it?
Who Woody
no,
Allen
I,
is?
No, I'm sorry. Well, I don't. But I know who he is now. I know who he is. I recognize it. Okay,
did you recognize his voice then?
No.
Okay. But he did make the movie where he was dating a 17-year-old girl. And then he really did it. which is weird.
Yeah, it was like his adopted daughter.
It was sort
like
of
that.
His adopted daughter, yeah. Some, it wasn't weird. Exactly his adopted daughter, but more or less.
That's like Nicole Richie going out with Lionel Richie, dude.
Now that's comedy right there. Give it up
well,
for
no,
Cass.
Seriously. Like, okay, she's adopted. And, like,
she's adopted.
That's like public appearance on like the red carpet. You see Lionel Richie and Nicole just making out. It's like, oh my God. I mean, that kind of stuff gets burned into your brain for the rest of your life. It scars you.
I know, but they're
way.
Happy. They like had a child. Well, they adopted a
I
kid.
Would kill,
that's sick.
Okay.
I would literally kill for a Dancing on the Ceiling drop right now.
You know, but we don't have any Lionel Richie queued up. So
you can't have everything that's mentioned.
You can't have everything mentioned on the show. But I guess so, you know. But if it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. Well, anytime there's an age difference, it's hard. When I dated the 22-year-old, it was weird. I had to meet the family, and it was like, you know, I was kind of this older guy, and it was like, they were looking at me like, what's your story, dude? And I was like, well, I do comedy.
All
and,
girls' families are like that, though.
You think so?
You're just like, all right.
Yeah.
What are you all about, man?
Would you, do you get in trouble? Like, does that, has that ever happened to you? You bring some guy home, and then it's like, no one likes him, or they give you shit because...
Well, no, because my mom's just like, oh my God, hi, what's going on? That's how she talks. She's always excited about something. And she just loves everyone. My dad doesn't really talk. He just kind of goes, ugh. He just kind of walks in the other room like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Do you have a picture of my mom? Sounds hot. Do you got a picture of her?
Mom, she looks kind of like a weird, like, Diane Keaton mixed with a Michelle Pfeiffer type deal.
Okay. Totally limp now.
Oh.
No, she's not bad looking at. My friends always joke about sleeping with her.
Oh,
she's like, Cass, I'm going to bone bones.
Really?
Like, ah.
See?
Yeah, they always, yeah.
There you go.
I'm over boiled spaghetti over here. Right? You say Diane Keaton. Here,
no, she talks like Diane Keaton. She
doesn't.
She doesn't look like her.
No, it's funny. I don't have
Diane Keaton
like
used
Pfeiffer.
To be really hot.
And Diane Keaton's in Manhattan. He dumped a 17-year-old.
Let this be a lesson to you. Time is an evil master because
I know.
We're talking about stuff that used to be cool and used to be funny and hot, and now it's all over.
No, but
Castle, you know, but Cass has, you know, you're 17. You got a long way.
Exactly.
You got a good.
You're not going to hit the wall for another 10, 15 years. It's going to be good for you.
Yeah, you've got until you're like 27, 28, and then things will go wrong.
Yeah, then you're going to fall apart.
Freak out, get all depressed.
You're not Jewish by any chance.
Hell no.
Okay.
You go. What are you
A New York Jewish intellectual communist.
She's not. She's not,
really,
though. She's not. You're not
I
Jewish.
I got some mean-ass Jewish jokes.
No,
you have
I
some
just...
Jewish jokes? No, go ahead. Let Cass do some Jewish jokes. Go ahead, Corey, get the laugh track ready.
No,
Cass is
I don't
want
to.
Do
I
don't
feel like a loser. Stop.
I was just going to say that I personally am sexually fixated on Jewish
girls. He likes Jewish girls. Corey likes Jewish girls.
Because I grew up in a neighborhood predominantly Jewish. I have a lot of very good Jewish friends. But the problem is they hit 35 and it's like Mel Brooks. They just turn into, it's like the were Jew. They just turn into
Five-ish Finkel.
Yeah, they turn into their Zader at 35 and suddenly the eyebrows get thick and bushy.
Yeah, what nationality are you then, Cass?
I'm like Irish.
Elfin.
Irish. There you go.
Irish.
That's good.
Irish.
There you go. That's a nice thing to be.
That's good to hear.
If you guys ever get a chance, you guys should go to Ireland.
I've not been. I've been to England, but not Ireland. So,
England.
Yeah.
Who goes to England?
I go to England, baby.
Oh, what are you? What?
How are you going to put down England? Come on.
I've been to Scotland.
You've been to Scotland, yeah.
And yeah, I never.
You
mind.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Never mind. I'm.
Why doesn't Craig Ferguson interview Cass for a minute?
That's a good question. Because no one's ever heard it. That's the way. No one even knows who I am.
Cass, do you know who our Craig Ferguson is? Do you even know?
I was at Scottish Jerk Off that was on the Drew Carey Show. I know I'm on the Late Late Show.
Yeah, Craig, it's Craig.
No one will ever know.
The Late Late Show.
Welcome to the program with Craig Ferguson. We're talking to Cass, and then afterwards we're going to have a woman with a potato chip that looks like Elvis Presley.
Yeah, see? That's the Craig. You can watch that. You can tune that in every night at 12:30. Are you interested now at all in listening to the Craig Ferguson?
Oh my God.
That's totally exactly what it sounds like.
He's totally got, like, on that show, he's got, like, the third lead from CSI.
Yeah,
Miami.
It's really dodgy guess.
And then, like, and now little Tommy is going to ride his tricycle in four circles. It's like he's doing the old Carson bit where he has just, like, lame.
A bear is going to play the piano.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
I don't know how you can talk like that. So easily.
I would love to tell the bear that can play a piano with on the shoes.
I don't do a good Scottish
guy.
Ooh,
yeah. Hey, Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson. Bringing it strong.
How did that guy get on television?
I don't know. I guess there's hope for us.
Do you remember I ran into him last year at, I was in L.A.
Oh, you were in a hotel or something?
Yeah, he was in the lobby of the St. Regis. And I went, oh, wait, that guy is, and it took me a second. I'm like, oh, you're that asswipe from Drew Carey.
Oh.
And he didn't have the show yet.
Did he still take your bags up to your room?
No.
No. Oh, see.
I remember thinking that was the lamest celebrity I could spot, and now he's got a
Now he's
show.
Big time, man. Yeah. There you go. You could have invited him on the Corey and Joel radio show, but now he's too big. Now we have Cass.
And then I saw Brian Unger about 5 minutes later, and I said, that's even smaller on the list.
Who is he? I don't know.
He was one of the original Daily Show correspondents.
Oh, yeah. F that.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. You ever see Daily Show?
With Jon Stewart?
Yeah, at least you know who that is.
I only know Jon Stewart. Wait, who's that gay little reporter?
There's
Stephen Colbert. I don't know.
Stephen Colbert. There's Rob Corddry. There's...
And they all fit the description of gay little reporter, as you said.
Well,
there's the guy that's on The Office now.
I haven't seen the new Office. Oh, okay. I don't even know. Ah.
He's Will Ferrell's buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not narrowing it down.
Steve, there's Steve Colbert and then the other guy.
I don't know.
I'm blanking on his name. Whatever. You know.
Screw it. But we got Cass here. We got to ask questions. We got like 15 minutes left with Cass.
Okay, good.
Come
good.
On. Let's get down to it. I don't know. Tell us.
Honey, there's all kinds
tell
of
Tell us some
to
funny
ask.
Stories. Come on. You've got good
all
stuff.
Right, all right.
You, what teenage parties, what your kids are up to nowadays.
I don't know. I don't really
like
got
we're
that
the two oldest
stories.
Men on earth.
Well, let her talk.
It's
come on.
Methuselah talking to Moses.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I don't. There's a lot of stories. I can't.
Well, go ahead.
When you guys gotta name something, I'll try to think of something that goes along with it. But
what was like? Tell us the last time you really had a good time aside from riding in the car with me.
You know what? Oh, not too long. No, it's probably like 2 months ago. There was a kegger right on Hilton, like. You go like a block south.
Yeah, sort of where I live. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it's like on the left. It's one of those called.
We are heard nationally,
like,
baby. No one cares about
it's a kegger.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't need to talk anymore. No, I went to a kegger there, and it was like we called it the Triple Dave Threat because there are 3 days that live there, and it was all their birthday.
Oh.
And they're all turning like 21, 22, and 23, right. I think. I don't know. That was really fun. This guy kept following me around. He had a broken leg, and he was so wasted, and he kept following me around. Just like every time I'd bump into him, he'd just pull out 3 screws out of his pocket and be like, they just took these out of my leg this morning. I was like, okay. He's like, you want to touch them? I'm like, sure. And he put them in my hand. I'm just like, okay, here you go. And then 5 minutes later, he'd do it again and again and again. And then eventually the cops came.
Did that work on
and
you?
And they made everybody leave.
That's interesting. 3 screws and 3 Daves. Ba-dum, bum, bum. See how I tie it all together? That's why I'm a professional comedian.
Folks, that's called a callback. What? Now, is that a good move? Should I pull, be like, look, I got a silver plate in my head.
It wasn't like, hey, baby, you want a screw? It wasn't like that?
No, it was just hey, but I'm bummed.
I'll be appearing this weekend in Marion, Ohio at the Shovel Bar and Grill and in Muskegon, Michigan at Rossi's on Saturday the 30th. Okay, plug to my comedy shows. Okay. I thought I'd
tell some Jewish jokes?
Two Jews walk into a bar, and the first Jew turns to the second Jew and says, you didn't see that either. Okay. There you go. I still get a laugh. It still works, people. It still works. So you go to keggers and you hang out.
I haven't gone to a kegger in a long time. I've only been to like probably four of them my whole life.
Okay. Well, keggers, you got time for keggers. You get over to Western.
Yeah.
You're going to see your fill.
You're
going to
major in keggers.
Yeah. You're going to be filling up. Here's a big red cup. Here, can you? You got a drink out of that? That's what
I know.
Yeah.
People put names on them like goofy ass.
Yeah,
names.
Sure.
I know.
We're going to mark your hand with a Sharpie. Here you go. Throw that.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're going to major in keggers, vomit identification, and how many fingers.
Oh,
come
on. You're saying Cass sleeps around. Is that what you're saying, or is that just a college girl thing?
He's
just saying.
I'm just saying it's...
chill out, Joel.
Just saying, it's Western.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
It's Western.
It's Western.
It's Western. It's
I'm probably
the great...
not even going to OS. I think I'm going to spend like my first year at OU and just get the hang of things.
Yeah,
just get into
a
the groove
school.
Of college.
The move at Western was always to be like try and pick up a chick from K College because, her parents had more money.
K College?
Yeah,
is that a private school?
Kalamazoo College is like a little slightly ritzier school that's also there.
I got to remember that. Yeah. Next time I get over there.
Is that your next?
I'm going to be at K College.
Next time you're playing the Chuckle Barn.
Yeah, I get over to the west side of the state once in a while. So if I'm over in KZU, I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I look for those K College.
Western last week, actually.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
I went to go see Dane Cook.
Oh, yeah, you saw the comedian
Dane Cook.
I love Dane Cook.
We badmouthed Dane. We didn't badmouth Dane Cook, but I don't really care about Dane. I mean, that was my thing.
Well, they had the Gary Goldman was there with Robert Kelly.
Well, Robert Kelly, I know. Robert's my buddy. I hung out with Robert one night.
Okay. I don't remember which one was him. There was like a little blonde guy.
Robert's the guy, like the Italian guy, kind of talks like this with the beard. He's got like a thin beard.
Gary Goldman?
Gary Gold.
New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot.
Now, that was a perfect friggin' drop.
Thank you.
On Gary Goldman, the New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot. Gary Goldman, the guy with the big schnoz.
Mm.
And then Robert Kelly is the little kind of Boston Italian guy. Actually, he's Irish, but he acts Italian. Robert's a great guy. I love
None
Robert.
Of this should matter about how funny they are.
It's about what. But you she went like and saw Dane inside. Cook. That's cool. That's cool. Cast
Laughed
is down.
My ass off the whole time.
Well, you're gonna come to the Joel Fragamenti comedy show and do this.
And you'll be
thing.
Just there. Won't be an ass left. You'll when be you turn 18, so hard, it'll just melt away.
It'll melt. Not that there's much there, because Cass is, no. is Cass is attractive.
Yeah, right.
We've already proved that. We did.
No, actually, the Brian guy, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, so you're not that fat. He's like, you're plump enough. That's what he said. I'll never forget that. I told him that. He said that yesterday.
All right, here you go. Yesterday. Brian, I got a knuckle sandwich for you right here, kids.
Drops.
I was
Brian's a good guy. He's
Brian, I was beating up 20-year-olds while you were still in diapers, guy. Come on. You insult my cast again, and that's it. It's on, brother. I'm calling you out right now.
Oh, see, you know, Brian's awesome. He was just joking.
Sure,
Brian. We're a little older and savvier. We'll just... pipe wrench him.
You guys are mean. Yeah.
I like no, it's all right. You're not fat at all. There's like no way you could be fat. There's like no
I gained like 30 pounds this winter, man. No,
this
actually,
winter?
Like 20-25. Yeah.
Yeah?
No, it's because like I'm out all the time in the summer. And then winter comes like, oh screw this, I'm staying inside all season. I'm not taking a step outside unless I absolutely have to. I just kinda like lay around all winter. And then summer comes and I'm out all the time and it all goes away. It's just like I don't know, I turn into a fat ass in the winter. You want to put it simple.
No, there's nothing fat about you, baby.
Well, you know.
And when do you turn 18, by the way?
October.
Okay, so there you go. It'll be big party? Big party when you turn 18?
No, probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's sort of a big birthday. You can be drafted.
Woo!
No, you can't be drafted. You're a girl.
Yeah, they reinstated that.
You don't have to do selective surrogates, though. I think
I'll just tell them I'm a huge dyke. And then I'm homicidal, so they won't take me.
You said that in the car. You were like, I got my hair cut off and I look like a lesbian.
I do. You know how many people have asked me if I'm a lesbian? Because my best friend, she has like this faux hawk thing going on. So
yeah.
She's all tall and she wears like wife beaters. And I don't know. She's not lesbian at all. But you know.
But she looks lesbian.
We go out in public. People are like, are you guys girlfriends?
Because you're with her.
Yeah.
So people.
Even
you're
no, because Jen, when we're in downtown, like. She'd be like, oh my God, people are going to think I'm your girlfriend. I'm like, shut up.
Do they ask you this question?
Have you ever had sexual relations
with they don't.
Really
I only want to hear the rest of it.
Well, it just, yeah, I don't think you look like a lesbian, though. Why did you cut your hair off, though? Because you said it was like.
It's been so long my whole life. I was just going to go get it trimmed, you know. And then I freaked out in the hair salon. This crazy Asian chick who barely spoke English. Her name is Chong. She's my hairdresser. So I was like, Chong, just put it in a ponytail, just cut it off. She's like, are you sure? I'm like,
are you
yeah,
sure you want me to cut your hair off?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I was just like, you know, just do it. And then she cut it off, and I was like, all right, there's no going back. Do what you want with it. So
her name's Chong?
Her name's Chong.
Chong, C-H-O-N-G, Chong.
Okay. Chong. All right. Well, you know, she broke up with Cheech, and now she does hair. Ba-dum-bum. No applause for that one. No round of applause, you bastard. One day I will control the sound
real
clips
cool,
on the show.
Real cool.
My jokes are lying there flatter than... I don't know. Ashley Olsen.
Hey.
Ba-dum bum. I got a million good lines. So Cass, have you had fun on the show?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying yourself? Is there anything
yeah,
so thrilled?
Because this chair is not very comfortable.
Really?
I've been complaining about
He complains
chairs.
About the chairs.
Yeah.
Well,
we're gonna get some different chairs.
Okay.
Right. You could have sat on my lap, but you know that would have been wrong, and that would have been.
I'll stick with the chair, Joel.
Okay, well, it's not uncomfortable. All right, you know, I'm not
it
even going to
totally,
go there.
It's
you know, you can make, there's a million places to go comedically from here, but we're going to stop.
Comedically.
It's the way I break it down when I teach my comedy class,
sure.
Which I do occasionally. But
God, unbelievable how those people are getting ripped off.
What, by a comedy class?
Are you teaching a comedy class?
Oh, you actually teach a comedy class?
I'm a guest instructor, and
what?
When the guy doesn't make it, I teach at the Comedy Castle. You think I can't teach a comedy class?
I didn't even know they existed. A comedy
class?
Well,
they do.
I've been to the Comedy Castle before. I was in. On
yeah, you were in. Tell everyone what you did. I know this already.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
No, go ahead.
You know, then you
It's hot.
It.
She was a model. She was a hair model.
Right.
Well, that's hot that you can model. I mean, how could you not be?
I didn't have to model. I just had to sit there while they cut my hair on stage. Just look pretty.
Oh, you didn't have to walk around with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you had to walk around. You got like oh, he had to climb up on the stage in this weird skirt thing. It's just like down to your ankles. You can't really get up on the stage. It's two guys that hold your hands to make sure you get up there. And you get there. They just cut off all your... You don't know what it's going to look like. So you're all freaked out. And you're sitting there and they're talking. You have the cameras all over your face.
Well,
it's like, yeah.
It's...
And then you get off the stage, you got to walk around the audience like three times. You have to stop. They put like little X's on the ground. You got to stop and do the turn thing. Huh? And like five people, they're just like, can I touch your hair? So you're just like, okay, I guess you can. So they just, you know, you bend over, they just rub your head for like 5 minutes.
But that's good.
No, because, no.
Well, they do what?
That you could get hired to model in any respect is sort of nice, right?
Yeah.
It's a compliment. Scared,
maybe I got some modeling projects for you.
Yeah, we can, I got a digital camera right here. We can do a whole, we'll make some money that way.
You could
right.
be an internet model.
No!
It's a very lucrative business.
Oh, please.
This kid, Quasi, that I haven't talked to since, like, Halloween, he calls
Quasi?
Me up. He lives in New Boston somewhere down river, yeah. He's like, hey, do you remember me? I'm just like, no. He's like, Quasi. I'm just like, yeah, I remember you, I think. And he's like, oh, you want to make some money? I'm like, how? He's like, internet? I'm like, dude, I'm 17. He's like, you're 17? I was like, yeah, bye. And he's like, wait. I was like, what do you want? He's like, do you have anyone else who wants to make some money? So I gave the phone to Just Jen. I was like, here, you know
what? And did Just Jen make some money?
Yeah.
I think that's a yes.
No, she did not say yes. She pulled the F out.
Yeah. Well, you're tall. You could model. I mean, if you're not, right. Yeah. You could model. Mm-hmm. Right? Corey? Yes? Corey's giving that. Yeah, that works
sure,
good on
that
radio.
Works on the radio. Unbelievable.
I like Cass. Cass, we're almost done with the show.
Okay.
You seem so sad that this.
No, my ass is killing
me. Stand up.
I don't want to stand up. I'm lazy. I'll stand up when the show is over and I'll just do like a few laps around the house.
As a personal favor, I will give you a deep tissue buttocks massage.
Well, okay. you'll be fighting me off on the buttocks massage.
All right.
We like you, Cass. You were good on the show. I hope everyone is happy that Cass came on. I hope everyone enjoyed the time we spent together. And maybe there's things you want to know about Cass that we didn't get into today, right?
Well, there's a couple things we didn't get into today.
I'm sure
there are things I don't want to get into. So
more to talk about.
Well, once we find out what those are, that's what we'll talk about next time. And
we'll have Just Jen with us.
Yeah, we'll have Just Jen.
That's exciting. Maybe we'll just have Just Jen.
No, we'll have Cass. Cass is always welcome. Cass, the door is open.
I'll have Jen come. I'll just.
Did you
like,
want to? Did you want to lie in the bed to do the show? Would that have been more comfortable?
No.
I'm trying, guys.
Guys
I really.
You guys should get like Lazy Boys in here or something.
Well, we're on a low budget. We're on a. We're only the number 30 rated podcast on Podcast Alley.
When we get to the top of the charts.
When we get to the top of Podcast
like
Alley,
like the bitterest pill.
We're not stopping.
And the money flows in.
We're not stopping. We're going to have Lazy Boys, and we're going to have...
Damn straight, you guys will.
Are you going to help us? Are you going to vote for us?
Yeah.
Everyone, you have to vote for us, Podcast Alley. Because one more... Just one vote a day is all I ask.
Yeah.
One vote a day. I don't want to get
too...
Come on,
guys. Vote for Joel.
Vote for Podcast Alley, Corey and Joel.
Vote often, vote early, like Mayor Daley said.
I just say one vote a day, and those kids will walk again. That's all I want to say. I don't want to put any pressure on anyone, but that'll happen. Cass, thank you
Give
very much.
Cass,
never
Cass,
problem.
Awesome Cass.
Cass for being on the show.
The next girl I pick up by the side of the road will be coming in here anytime now.
I wish her luck.
Corey and Joel Radio Show 10 is over. The Cass Show, whatever we're going to call the Cass Corridor. What are we going to call the
That's
show?
That's exactly what we're going
to call the Cass Corridor. We love Cass, and we'll see you next time, people.
Good night, everybody.